is time for...
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yeah. For those that have a couple of screws loose and are kind of society's lug nuts, that's it. Let's start in Florida, as is often the case. And a 43-year-old woman in Florida has been arrested for aggravated battery after she stabbed her boyfriend. And it happened at dinner, well, as it was being prepared. 43-year-old woman named Nativita Auguste was arrested for aggravated battery after she stabbed her boyfriend during an argument. And the boyfriend said it was over his reluctance to eat her cooking. She was not too receiving of the criticism on her cooking. And unfortunately, there's no word on what exactly she was making. I would really like to know that. But evidently, she was swinging an 8-inch knife at him, gashed his forearm while he was trying to defend himself. She admits, yeah, they were arguing over her cooking, but says she just struck him with a napkin holder. In any event, the guy's going to be fine, received stitches, was released. But a heads up, if your partner asks you what you think of their cooking, maybe reconsider if they're holding a giant kitchen knife. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Or a napkin holder. So you need to get a lot ready for Fat Tuesday. Your costume, mask, beads, and, well, maybe a new butt. What? Ravina Hanayati, well, she spent $86,000 on silicone implants for the hind quarters. Then another $1,400 on designer water to slim down so she'd look really snatched, as the kids say. By the way, that silicone procedure actually banned. You can find her gallivanting around beautiful Rio de Janeiro today.
Yeah, that's not the kind of spare tire they can help you with at Cross Tire today.
No. Dum, 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 dum.
Pennsylvania and Joshua B. Fernando is heading to prison for faking a mafia kidnapping. So what Joshua Fernando, pardon me, Joshua B. Fernando would do is he would deceive his victim. He would claim he was kidnapped by the mafia. And, like, we're talking the original mafia, like La Cosa Nostra, the Black Hand in Europe over there, and said, hey, I'm in Sicily. I've been kidnapped. I need ransom money to survive.
Oh.
Fernando's scheme involved sending pictures and videos of himself being abused and threatened. And it turns out none of it was true. He was caught trying to withdraw 130 grand from a bank account after the victims became suspicious and alerted law enforcement right there. As for the mafia's involvement, hey, I didn't do nothing. I didn't see anything.
What's wrong with the job? Okay, so fun fact about Florida, there are gators everywhere. You're not safe, even if you may be in a kayak. A poor woman was kayaking around Polk County. A gator did not like her in his park. Bit her right on the arm. She was hospitalized. The gator found. And, you know, gator's going to do what gator's going to do.
Yeah, gator going to gator. You better run.
It's Florida. So yeah. You just never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm out on that, man. Let us go to the story of Eduardo Torres, a 13-time felon on probation. But not anymore. He was arrested again in Chicago for burglary. See, Eduardo broke into a garage. But while he was there, he forgot his backpack and ID. And then he filed a false police report. Prosecutors have asked a judge to keep him jailed now, as he's now a 14-timer. He was trying to steal a weed whacker and a leaf blower. No, not an air ratchet. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So there's good days, there's bad days, and then there's the days you just really, really need a donut. But if you're a baby, no one even lets you in on the decision process. So one in Moore, Oklahoma, decided to involve the authorities and promptly dialed 911.
Moore 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Yes.
Hello, Moore 911.
Yes.
Do you have an emergency?
I have an emergency.
Donuts? I want donuts.
Oh, bless her.
Taking your money.
Are you going to share your donuts?
Donuts.
An emergency?
Emergency. Donuts.
Can I talk to Mom?
Bye.
I, too, have had the need for an emergency donut.
It is, it's understandable. So this toddler's pretty smart. She found an old phone, turned it on, and then dialed 911.
Wow.
donut.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't advise it, nor do we advise this use of 911, but no penalty for a Glendale, Arizona woman who called 911 because of a rather large pigeon flying into her house and it wouldn't leave.
It just flew into the house and it's up on the window sill and it's a good sized pigeon and I can't get it down.
Okay, we'll send somebody out to see if they can help you out.
God bless their hearts too. They did that and they got the pigeon out. They were able to evict the bird. So, I mean, it's obviously a misuse of 911, as we know from our good friends there at Tarrant County 911, unless it's a
donut
that you need.
Yeah, come on.
So we'll be nice, but they still deserve.